Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
You're watching Consider This. We want to wish you Selamat Hari Raya today to everyone watching. And while it may be a rather subdued Raya this year, given that some parts of the country are under the movement control order, some form of it, but we thought tonight we'll try and get you in the festive mood and speak to two fashion leaders about their work, their lives, and what Aidilfitri celebrations mean to them. Joining us first on the show, we have Alia Bastamam. She's a fashion designer and winner of the 2017 Designer of the Year Award at Kuala Lumpur Fashion Week. Alia, welcome to the show. Selamat Hari Raya to you. How are you?
Hi, Selamat Hari Raya, Melissa.
Selamat Hari Raya.
Okay, so it's good for you to join us today. And we just wanted to find out a little bit more about how you've been coping. You know, this is, again, second year of celebrating Raya during the time of a pandemic. And usually, you know, Raya celebrations or Raya periods are really important to the fashion industry, designers like yourself. Tell us a little bit about how you've been coping during this period, particularly, you know, not just personally, but also how your business has been dealing with it.
Well, COVID has definitely impacted our business and the whole industry, actually, entertainment industry, business and fashion. So actually, when it just happened last year, I felt like it's been very unfortunate for the smaller brands and also for my brand, especially the independent fashion brands like ourselves. So we had to find ways to go around the situation, you know, like re-strategizing our business, how do you say, business?
Trying to adapt to whatever, yeah, like, you know, the changes, yeah, that's been happening.
Yeah, so things like when the pandemic just happened last year, we had to shrink down the collection, we had to redesign some pieces, pieces that have been produced, with some pieces we had to keep to launch another time for another collection, because we had to adapt to,
right.
Yeah.
Alec, could you tell us a little bit about growing up? Because I think in many ways, you know, we compare these festive seasons against our childhood memories, right? So our childhood memories of, you know, whether it's Hari Raya, Christmas, I would celebrate, always seem so much brighter, so much more, you know, fun. What is it like for you growing up, and what did these celebrations mean to you?
For me, it's all about spending time with the family. It's weird that, you know, I make the Raya collections and you know, being so stylish, you know, trying to tell people to be so stylish during Raya, but like I'm more of a baju kedah kind of girl when I go home. Baju kedah kind of girl when I go home. I do a lot of housework and do the dishes, and
this past yeah, because of the pandemic, those tastes have changed. I found that for me personally, my tastes have changed. You know, gone are my high heels, and I just want comfort. I just want anything that makes me feel good. Still dressing up, but comfort is first and foremost. And I'm wondering whether you've seen people's tastes change, given that a lot of us are now working from home. Raya is going to be spent at home rather than going out and open houses and all that. Was that something that you noticed and had to adapt to and change your design approach?
Yeah, definitely. Like globally, everyone's, the obvious shift is the trend. The trend in women's wear, in men's wear, everyone just wants to get into their comfortable clothes. The collections that the designers come up with are more neutral and zen, and I don't know, like that kind of relaxed feel, lounge wear, you know?
Yeah, I must say, I would have thought that, you know, because you want to break from the norm, right? So if you have a festive period, if you have a chance to dress up, that you would, you know, I mean, yeah, we all like to lounge about in at least shorts and for boys, shorts or sarong at home. But when we go out and on a festive, why not, you know, bling it up or just to reaffirm life, right? I mean, I think that's what fashion does. It reaffirms the beauty of the human body, it reaffirms our social character, and the fact that we're often performing for each other, and we're bringing joy to each other by dressing up.
Yeah, always. I think for me, yes, at home, I like to be comfortable. I like to wear something that I can do a lot. But I always insist that dressing up and looking good really helps uplift the mood. For me, like nowadays, we need to find a reason to wear something nice to go out. So every time there's a reason for me to go out or to be around, you know, like four or five friends even, I like to dress up a little bit more just because, you know, nowadays we don't really get to do that so much.
Right, definitely. So Alia, coming back to Raya, and I wanted to ask you, because you said you like the baju kedah, the comfortable approach. Can I ask you, when you approach your designs, and you know, even for your own personal taste, do you lean more towards traditional, or do you look at modern approaches to fashion?
Well, I like both. I like to do the traditional kedah or kurung cutting, but you know, make it now. I like to do really soft silky materials and play with the details, but just keep the cutting like super simple, super classic. Yeah, so I think it's a bit of both. Yeah. A bit of both. I think if you know Alia Bastamam and Alia B, both of our brands, we don't really do tight, fit, corseted, constricting cuttings. We're very, I'd like to say, women friendly. I don't know. Like women who move a lot. And
yes. real women.
Right. Alia, can I ask you if there's much innovation in terms of material? Because today, I think the conversation is also shifting towards environmentally friendly materials, sustainability in fashion. Is there any of that happening both in your practice, but also in, you know, among other Malaysian designers?
Yeah, definitely. You can see now the fabric suppliers, they have options. They have a lot of new recycled material. Everyone's pushing for more viscose, rayon, and like more natural fibers. What else? Even sportswear. They have sustainable, recyclable, sports bra and leggings, and yeah, we're definitely going towards that. And for me, Alia Bastamam, we've always been using natural fibers, silk, cotton,
So Alia, is it your 10th anniversary for the brand this year?
Yes, it's our 10th year this year.
Right, and what's next for the brand? I mean, 10 years in the industry, you've seen it change, you've seen it evolve, you've gone through 2 years or a year plus now of the pandemic. So what's in the future? Are you thinking about going abroad, or is the Malaysia market still the space that you want to play in?
We're always trying to go abroad. 2 years ago, I think 2019, we went to Milan. We did a small show there. Right before the pandemic hit us.
Oh dear.
So yeah, like it was in the works for about a couple of years before that, since 2016-17. We had some international celebrities wearing our clothes. We've hired some PR companies, and so it was all in the works, and then the pandemic hit. So I guess right now it's kind of a, it's not a reset button, but it's something that we have to try again. And and I think most importantly is to heal the industry first, before we can think about going.
Are you seeing a little bit of the healing happening, Alia, at the moment?
Well, last year was, everyone was a bit shocked. We were lucky that my label, Alia B, we just launched our website last year before the pandemic. It 2 weeks before the MCO happened, actually.
Wow.
So we had a small show and we thought no one would come, and everyone's a bit, wary, and they don't know what's really happening. But we launched it. We had a small show, and we were very lucky because once we launched it, everyone could buy online, you know? There are people who still physically love shopping physically. And that became that. That was what we were nervous about for Alia Bastama, because it's a higher range. It's like the luxury price range.
Right.
So I guess...
Have you been able, Alia, to incorporate... Because I know that they're now using AI and various other technologies to really help the online shopping experience work for people, right? So that there's a better fit. Because I think... fit is everything when it comes to fashion, and how would you do that online and so on and so forth, right? The level of sophistication, is that being applied here?
For my website, we provide not just a generic size guide. We measure every single piece of garment in each size, and we put the measurements there. So the clients at home, they can measure their bodies, and they can, even the sleeve, the width. We don't just take a generic size chart and just put it online. We every single dress has a different size chart.
Oh, wow.
I think presence is very important. So I've been more hands-on, and I've been more around when someone inquires about something, and I'll always okay to jump onto a phone call or a Skype session or whatever if it needs to be done. We've done bridal consults on Skype. We've had the bride sister measuring the bride online while I'm on the other I'm telling her where to measure. Yeah, we've done that before.
Found a way to adapt, to using all kinds of technology. Alia, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We really do appreciate your time, and Selamat Hari Raya to you.
Have
a good one.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break here on Consider This, but more in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned.